This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with longtime Inland Empire journalist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories over the past week in the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
And just once again, in case people weren't listening last week, yes, Cassie's back reviewing the news every week. Last week, we talked about San Bernardino asking President Trump, in fact, writing a letter to the president directly for help with its post-bankruptcy crime problem. And now, Cassie, you're telling us that not everyone was thrilled with that request from the city.
That's right. The council has gotten quite a bit of backlash. First of all, they're being accused of violating the Brown Act. That's California's open government law, which requires all public actions to be taken in public, by having all seven council members sign this without any public discussion. So they're being asked to rescind the action and have the public discussion and then reissue it if they're going to write this letter on behalf of the city. The other backlash came from people who took issue with Mayor Kerry Davis making marijuana a focal point of the rise in crime. In fact, they say that that goes counter to the public's wishes expressed by the voters in November when they passed a ballot measure to allow marijuana dispensaries in San Bernardino. The council had forbid them. And in addition, some people are concerned that inviting the federal government to come in and help the city enforce the laws is going to cause an immigration crackdown in a city that has a very diverse population.
Okay. The marijuana issue notwithstanding, do we know whose idea it was to ask all of the city council members and the mayor to sign on to this letter asking the Trump administration for help with crime?
Well, apparently it was the mayor took the initiative to write the letter, and he asked not just the council, but also the police chief, the city attorney, and the city manager to sign it. And they all did. Ken, here's another interesting point about this letter. There's some dispute about what the city is asking for. Is the city just asking for some financial help to build up its police department, or was the city actually asking the federal government to send in the National Guard?
So this was public reaction at public meetings to these issues, to the Trump crime letter and to the marijuana issue?
Yeah, just within a few days of the letter becoming public, the mayor held a town hall meeting, and that kind of devolved into a shouting match when some people asked him about what his intent was, and the mayor declined to address it specifically at that meeting. And at the most recent city council meeting, people used the public comment time to also address the issue. And in fact, a local lawyer has told the city that if the council does not rescind the letter, that he'll be filing a lawsuit.
Next, the California Supreme Court issued a ruling this week saying that public officials cannot hide their communications from the public or from reporters just because they sent them or received them on personal email accounts.
Right. And this has become a problem, I think, all over the state. The case arose in San Jose where the city council and the former mayor were communicating about a development project downtown that the former mayor was proposing. And a citizen activist asked for all of the documents that would reveal this discussion. And the city of San Jose fought that and said that communications on, you know, someone's personal iPhone or a personal tablet were private. A trial court ruled that no, indeed, those are public communications. An appellate court reversed that, and it went up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court justices unanimously agreed that any communications about public business, whether on a private device or a public one, are public record, and the public must have access to them. You know, really, Ken, to decide any differently would have flown in the face of the intent of all of California's public records and public meeting laws. And so I think this is a very healthy ruling that public officials cannot, as you said, hide behind using their private devices to conceal what they're doing in terms of the public business.
It now seems like public officials are on notice that personal email is not necessarily private.
Well, the court didn't give a lot of guidance, but now every city and every county and every water district, and you name it, are going to have to come up with their own policies to let their employees know that if you're conducting public business on your personal device, that they have to disclose that to their employer, to that public agency, and make it available to the public.
Okay. And finally, Riverside County, of course, has been dealing with budget issues, if we can put it that way, for years. They continue to have budget issues this year. And the supervisors had to, were talking at their meeting this past week about the fire department budget and fire stations. What came out of that meeting?
Well, the Board of Supervisors in Riverside County did not make a decision, but they heard a report from the fire department. You know, they have asked every department to come up with ideas on how to save money. The fire chief proposed closing one station and reducing the staffing on some of the engines from 3 firefighters to 2. The board made it very clear that they don't want to close the station that was proposed in Poppet Flats, which is up toward Idlewild, up on Highway 243, you know, where obviously there was a tragic...
Yeah, there's a big wildfire up there a couple years ago.
Yeah, a tragic fire in which 5 firefighters lost their lives. So, you know, none of the solutions that are proposed to them are palatable, but they do have about $100 million shortfall. About $44 million of that because the state is proposing shifting in-home supportive services for adults from state-funded to county-funded all over the state. And in Riverside County, that would mean about $44 million hit. In addition, there have been raises across the board, including for firefighters, that would have to be funded and would add about $2.5 million to county costs this year and almost $12 million over the next years.
The county is getting increasing expenses coming down from the state. I imagine they're going to be coming from the federal government before too long, and yet they won't raise taxes. I know that's, you know, bad words, but what do you do when you're a county and your deficit's getting deeper and you don't have any more sources of revenue?
A lot of cities and counties have asked the voters to approve, you know, say a quarter cent or half cent sales tax. And so that's something that I've not heard Riverside County discuss. Maybe that's coming.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.